Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. As we welcome in about this time every week or so, Doug or some representative from the PHPD stops by, and we always enjoy that. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Caleb.
And as the song suggested, we're going to talk a little bit about fireworks.
Right. So a little bit, start out the dangers, why you should be concerned, tell you a little bit about some local laws and ordinance, and then some safety tips that we should use to prevent injuries or deaths. So in 2017, 8 people died of fireworks-related incidents, and nearly 13,000 were injured. Also, they cause about 1,300 structure fires a year because of fireworks-related incidents, 300 vehicle fires, and nearly 17,000 just fires, so whether grass fires, things like that, or other buildings. This is from the National Safety Council. July 4th, more fires are reported that day than any other day of the year, and that's from the National Fire Protection Association.
So I guess that makes sense, but still, that's kind of tragic that more structure fires on, you know, a day that you're supposed to have off and be celebrating and enjoying the holiday, and, you know, that very unfortunate if you have one.
Right, and we'll get into a little bit with the laws, probably something that contributes to that. So fireworks ordinance. Consumer fireworks, which are like your bottle rockets, Roman candles, the mortar tubes that launch the shells up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Those have a lot of ash come from it, things like that, cinders. So they can only be discharged day before, day of, and day after a national holiday. And they cannot be fired between 1 a.m. and 8 a.m. Now, the city of Port Huron is going to be changing the ordinance. The state law has changed up. There's going to be some changes here as far as days and hours. That's in progress right now. We're still working on that. Also here in the city of Port Huron, you cannot fire any fireworks, consumer fireworks, from public places. So you can't be on school property. You can't be any of the city parks or out on the boulevard. You can't be on church property. And this also includes like apartment complexes and condo associations. You can't be shooting them off from there. So only off of private property.
Okay.
That's a civil infraction if you violate that, and it's a $500 fine, so it's quite hefty. You can't discharge fireworks if you're intoxicated. You're under the influence of alcohol or another controlled substance. That's a 30-day misdemeanor, another $500 fine. And then if you know somebody's intoxicated and you let them violate that on your property, you can also be charged and fined. So it's very important to follow the rules. You know that. We're not trying to take away your fun, but we want you to be safe. We don't want anybody getting hurt, seriously injured, or a death out here, or causing a fire and destroying people's property.
And this month, by the way, is National Safety Month. So in addition to some of the fireworks laws and suggestions, you know, if you are going to legally discharge fireworks, we want to make sure you do it safely.
That's right. So how do we do that? First of all, if you're going to use fireworks, purchase them from a reliable source. Don't do homemade fireworks. Don't decide this launcher tube. Actually, I can fit 5 shells in there, so it'll be much more spectacular than just the 1 shell. You know, follow the instructions. Don't try to deviate from that because you can cause an explosion, right? Use them as directed. Observe the local and state laws. Don't allow kids to handle fireworks. And I know you go, oh, sparklers, relatively safe, right? They're a low-impact firework. But they can burn up to 2,000 degrees. So a lot of younger kids, if they're younger, really young kids, shouldn't even probably use them. And then a little bit older kids, but you have to monitor closely. They get dropped on the ground. They touch the skin, and they cause burns. So be careful about that. Also, monitor very closely when you're doing the consumer fireworks. Safety glasses are a good idea if you're right close by. Use it in a clear area away from the building. So, you know, we were talking about other people's property. When you're firing these off and some embers come off of it, they fall on a rooftop and they could start a fire. Have water nearby. So have a bucket. So a bucket could do a couple things. Bucket of water, if you're just using sparklers, throw it in the bucket right away. That's going to cool it off and extinguish it so it's not laying in the lawn. If you have some spent fireworks, let them soak for about 24 hours in a bucket of water or a small pail before you actually throw them away in the trash. Also, water if a fire starts to put the fire out. Maybe you want to have a fire extinguisher available, a garden hose charged and ready to go at your house. It's an initial start, and also remember to call 911 and get the fire department going. Don't try to defeat this fire yourself. You know, let some professionals come there before it gets out of control. Don't use homemade fireworks. And also, you know, just a suggestion, let the pros do it. And that's something I read. First of all, fireworks are very expensive. So you're spending a lot of money. And then you have the danger when you're lighting them yourself. So go watch the fireworks. Almost everybody that puts on fireworks displays, they offer it for free. You know, so you can go watch them, enjoy yourself, relax, and just enjoy the fireworks. Somebody else is paying for them, hopefully, and they're doing all the work.
You and just they're bigger and better, too.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, hopefully your at-home ones aren't, exactly.
Going along with the whole fireworks thing, you know, the state law, we're talking about, you know, some changes being made for that, and that you can only fire off fireworks on the day of, the day before, and the day after a federal, you know, holiday. Apparently, maybe some changes might be on the way where if that following day after the holiday is a work day during the week, that might be limited. So you might not get to discharge them that day afterwards.
Right. So I don't know exactly where it's going, but I believe, as you said, the idea is why let you fire them? So Memorial Day is a national holiday. That's right. Really when the fireworks start kicking off. And that's why June, you know, National Safety Month, we're really getting into fireworks use. So Memorial Day being on a Monday, if we say you can do it the next day, so Tuesday night, if you decide to stay up till midnight shooting off fireworks and everyone else has got to go to work in the morning, they don't want to hear it. So yeah. I believe the proposal, and if I'm mistaken, I'll make sure to correct this when I see it, will be to let you go a few days before so you're into the weekend, so you're not affecting people. And also, you know, towards the final reminders here, remember, people have pets, so pets, the fireworks bother them. Be considerate of that. I would say be considerate of people with small children that are scared by them, and they are trying to sleep. And also remember, like, our veterans.
Absolutely.
Concerns with PTSD, you know, so when they hear stuff like that. So I would say the big thing, fireworks, anything we do, we should always have respect and consideration for our neighbors and for other people, I would suggest.
If your neighbor or if someone is being disrespectful with fireworks, maybe after hours or not on a holiday or not doing them properly, do you call the police department to report them, or how do you go about these complaints?
Certainly. Call local law enforcement, let them respond out, and if you're not certain, go ahead and call. And law enforcement can make that determination whether they're lawfully using these devices or not. And then they can determine whether, can it just be a warning and they can be shut down for the night, or will they have to cite somebody, certainly.
All right. Great reminders, Doug. Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. What's that number, by the way?
So call 911. That's the emergency number if you did have a fire or a serious injury. And here locally, non-emergency, for our department and other local departments, 810-985-8115. That's our central dispatch. Yep. Yes, correct.
Great. All right, Sergeant Doug Decker, Port Huron Police Department, as he comes in about this time every week with some great reminders. Thank you so much, Doug.
Thanks, Caleb.